invasive aquatic plants have been a problem in Florida since the end of the 19th century. I'm Mike Bodel. I'm a senior scientist in invasive species operations at the South Florida Water Management District. Typically, the problems posed by these invasive plants are that they are free of things that would control their growth, which evolved with them in their native land, so that here in the U.S., they are totally unfettered. They grow rampantly, they produce more seed, they flower more frequently. Lots of different things happen in their biology that's limited by diseases and feeding insects and other things that impair their growth or limit their growth in their native land. The habitat quality is degraded often by an introduced plant. For instance, the aquatic weed hydrilla, in a Southeast Asian variety, was introduced to Florida. It just overwhelms entire lakes, not just the shallows, not just the depths, but the whole lake shore to shore. That can actually cause the stunting of fish because they can't find prey hidden amongst the dense hydrilla. It also changes water chemistry and water quality as it closes the lake off by this dense mat from atmospheric oxygen exchange and a lot of other chemical processes. It's very important for us to remain vigilant for new plants that are known to be weedy elsewhere in the world but haven't made their way to Florida yet. In fact, just in the last year or two, we found three new species here in Florida. Water Management District efforts identified a plant new to North America that is infesting Lake Okeechobee. We found two other plants that are new to Florida recently. All three of them are known to be very weedy in other parts of the world. And so if we can maintain vigilance and also find ways to detect new invasive plants early and try to manage their infestations before they spread broadly throughout the state, of course, great savings can be accrue because a plant that's already covering hundreds of thousands of acres, of course, is never going to be as inexpensively controlled as one that you find in one small isolated population and bring it under control.